Racism in Europe Week is a European-wide initiative aimed at tackling discrimination and racism, both on and off the pitch. And joining us on the phone now to just tell us a little bit more about it and what's happening as part of that week is Curtis Fleming, former Ireland international. Morning to you, Curtis.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Thanks for joining us this morning. This seems like a good initiative. Tell us a bit about it.
It's a fantastic initiative. It's something that that I've probably worked on battling racism in sport, especially, and then I think goes out to the world, the society, for the last few years. But it's just something that happens all over Europe this week, and it's just really tackling racism in all angles, really. But the biggest thing for us is we're using sport as the model or the leader for us to get us in the door and speak to people and break down barriers. And I think we find that when you're playing football, it really doesn't matter what colour you are or what religion you are or where you're from. You just want to go and win the game.
And is the main objective here about racism within football, or is it just racism in general, using football as a vehicle to highlight it?
I think it's the vehicle, really. I think football, especially in England a few years ago, you could buy bananas outside grounds to throw them at players. You got monkey chants all over now, and now it's against the law. You'll be thrown out of football grounds. But they just thought if they tackle it that way, they use, as you said, the vehicle you can get arrested now at football grounds. You can be banned, and then you go into the wider society, and people are saying, okay, it is wrong, because they thought it was, a bit of fun and stuff like that. So for us, we're just using sports, and we're using role models, and we tend to find that most of the role models that you deal with or you talk to have experienced racism at some stage throughout their life, and it's not just because you're a sportsman that you're it doesn't happen to you.
And the FAI in Ireland here are getting behind it, and I see there's an unusual event taking place this day next week. I don't know if you're familiar with this, the match between members of the Oireachtas and representatives from a number of embassies, which takes place next Wednesday on the 20th of October.
Well, I didn't know that, would you believe? You haven't
there
told
you go.
Me that. I'm just a bit gutted I wasn't invited.
Well, it's not too late. It's a week away. Apparently League of Ireland clubs will be hosting events promoting this as well, which I think is all very positive.
Yeah, but I think, I moved away from Dublin 20 years ago. I'm Dublin and I'm very, very proud. And there wasn't a lot of black faces around when I was growing up as a kid in the Ballybock area, Clonliffe Road area. And now I come home to Dublin, and I'm in Dublin quite a bit now, and I see the diversity and the different cultures and stuff like that. And I think that, instead of us trying to separate ourselves or to not get to know these different cultures and understand the religions and stuff like that, we should be really grabbing them, because I think that's what Dublin and Ireland is all about. And I think, honestly, that, over the next 5-10 years, we're going to have a player of African descent, or we're going to have a player of Polish descent that's going to play for the country, or play for Dublin, or play for Meath, or play for Kerry over the next few years, and be very, very proud to do that.
And I think it'll be a very positive development. As well, I think, football, despite, some of the problems you mentioned earlier, has always been a good advert for it. I mean, things like the World Cup, just shows everybody getting on with the game, and it doesn't matter who you are or where you're from.
No, it doesn't. And we all go and we look and we see different countries and we see different colours. I tell the story that when I played at Middlesbrough, we had 15 different nationalities in the dressing room. And everyone said, well, how did you just get on? I said, we didn't even think. We got a ball out and we played. And I think that when we're kids, kicking the ball off a wall in the streets or playing professional football, that sport breaks all those barriers down. If you score the goal, it doesn't matter who you are or what colour you are or religion or anything, you'll jump on his back and you'll say it's the best feeling ever. And I think football's been groundbreaking in that way. And the FAI haven't sat back with that. They've kind of moved to that and understand the diversity in Dublin now. And the biggest thing for me is that, people born in Dublin now and living in Dublin and living around the whole of Ireland, the dream is to play for Ireland. I always wanted to be the first black player to play for the Dubs. I was never good enough. But, I was never very good enough. But I thought, I could make a bit of history here. And I think, that over the next few years that we're going to see that.
Yeah, I think you're right, and as I said earlier, very positive development. Well, watch out for that match. It's next Wednesday at Irishtown Stadium. Members of the Oireachtas and representatives from a number of embassies based in Ireland will all be togging out and tossing around the ball for a while, and may the best team win, I suppose.
No doubt. Well, I was going to put my name in the hat now for a game, so...
Well, maybe they'll put you on the bench.
I'll take my ball home. You know what we're all like, these footballers, you know?
Exactly. Listen, thanks for joining us, and best of luck with the whole initiative. It's certainly well worthwhile.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. That's Curtis Fleming there telling us about FAIR, which is... Football Against Racism in Europe. It's FAIR Week. It's a European-wide initiative. And it takes place from the 14th right through till the 26th of October, which those of you watching the dates will notice a little bit longer than a week, but it's still FAIR Week nonetheless. It's 16 away from...